段永平打脸记公众号创业实战营销。
段永平打脸记公众号创业实战营销。
陈轩为你朗读。
陈轩 reads to you。
2026年4月的某天。
One day in April 2026.
投资圈炸锅了。
The investment circle is in a frenzy.
段永平，那个靠投资网易一战成名，和巴菲特吃过饭。
Duan Yongping, who became famous by investing in NetEase and had dinner with Buffett.
被外界称作中国巴菲特的价值投资大佬，突然在雪球上宣布。
A well-known value investing expert in China, often referred to as China's Buffett, suddenly announced on Stocks Now.
我的泡泡玛特保险公司正式开张了。
My Pobo Insurance Company has officially opened.
啥意思？
What does it mean?
翻译成人话就是，老子要买泡泡玛特了。
Translating into adult language means that I want to buy POMs.
消息一出，
The news came out.
泡泡玛特股价当天就涨了 8%.
The price of bubble tea rose by 8% today.
但真正让吃瓜群众兴奋的不是这个。
But what really excites the netizens is not this.
而是段永平前后反差太大的态度。
Instead, the significant contrast in attitude between Du and Yongping.
就在几个月前
Just a few months ago.
他还在说看不懂泡泡玛特。
He's still saying he doesn't understand the appeal of POMs.
甚至把潮玩和电子宠物、呼啦圈、魔方归为一类。
Even include plush toys and electronic pets, such as yo-yos and Rubik's cubes, as one category.
觉得这玩意儿过两年就没了。
I think this thing will be obsolete in 2 years.
结果呢？财报一发布，股价。
The results are out, and the stock price has been affected.
从高点腰斩。
From the high point, it's halved.
他从看不懂。
He couldn't understand.
直接变成王宁的粉丝。
Become a fan of Wang Ning directly.
这个转变才是陈轩今天要聊的核心。
This is the core of what Chen Xuan wants to talk about.
一位以实战和智慧著称的老江湖。
A veteran with a reputation for experience and wisdom.
到底看到了什么？
What did you see?
才让他180度大转弯。
It made him turn around 180 degrees.
一，老江湖的真香时刻。
A senior martial artist's fragrant incense moment.
先说说段永平这个人。
Let's start with the character of Duan Yongping.
他不是什么学院派。
He's not a scholar.
是个真正的实战派。
He is a true practitioner.
80年代创立小霸王，90年代创立步步高。
Founded Small King in the 1980s and founded Step by Step in the 1990s.
后来步步高
Later Step by Step
又孵化出了 OPPO.
In addition, OPPO has also been incubated.
Vivo 极兔快递
Vivo Jitu Express.
这履历够硬吧
Is this resume impressive?
更重要的是
More importantly,
这人有个铁律，看不懂的。
This person has a rule that I don't understand.
坚决不投。
Absolutely not.
2000年互联网泡沫的时候。
In the year 2000, when the internet bubble burst.
多少人在喊
？How many people are shouting?
这是未来，段永平愣是一个字没动。
This is the future, and Duan Yongping is completely speechless.
后来有人问他为啥不买互联网。
Later, someone asked him why he didn't buy the internet.
他说我看不懂那些公司的现金流。
He said I don't understand the cash flow of those companies.
就这么个主。
Just a man.
2025年8月份。
August 2025.
第一次公开聊泡泡玛特，态度非常明确。
The first time I publicly talked about the bubble gum, my attitude was very clear.
产品有意思。
The product is interesting.
创始人也有意思。
The founder also has meaning.
但我看不懂。
I don't understand.
十年后公司会怎样？
What will the company be like in 10 years?
他把潮玩和呼啦圈放在一起类比，都是一阵风的东西。
Comparing plush toys and hula hoops is like comparing things that are fleeting.
这话说得够坦白了吧？
That's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
然后转折来了。
Then the twist came.
2026年3月25日。
March 25, 2026.
泡泡玛特发布2025年财报。营收。
Bubble Tea Cup announces its 2025 revenue.
371.2 亿。
3.712 billion.
同比增长 184.7%。
Increased by 184.7% year on year.
净利润 130.8 亿。
Net profit of 158 million.
同比增长 284.5%.
284.5% year on year growth.
毛利率 72.1%.
Gross profit margin is 72.1%.
净利率 35.2%.
Net profit margin of 35.2%.
这组数字是什么概念？
What is the meaning of these numbers?
茅台2025年的净利率大概 40% 左右。
The net profit of Moutai in 2025 is estimated to be around 40%.
泡泡玛特
of
一个卖玩具的净利率干到 35%.
A toy seller's net profit reached 35%.
直追茅台。
Catch up with Moutai.
段永平看到这组数字说了句
Duan Yangping saw this set of numbers and said,
这期财报的盈利激发了我的好奇心。
Its financial report's profitability has piqued my curiosity.
连续花了好几天去理解这家公司，很久没有这种兴奋感了。
I've been trying to understand this company for a while, but I haven't felt this excited in a long time.
然后他做了三件事。
Then he did three things.
第一
，First，
花了好几天。
It took a few days.
把创始人王宁的访谈录
The interview recording of the founder, Wang Ying.
因为独特，从头到尾看了一遍。
Because of its uniqueness, I read it from beginning to end.
第二
Second,
专门跑去伦敦 Westfield 的泡泡玛特门店蹲点，看客流，看客群。
Go specifically to the bubble tea store in Westfield, London, to observe the customer flow and customer groups.
第三
Third,
得出了结论。
The conclusion was reached.
我怎么觉得泡泡玛特才是中国产品国际化的先驱呢？
I feel that POG is the pioneer of Chinese products going international.
别的企业似乎还都没到这个水准。
Other companies haven't reached this level yet.
三件事做完。
Three things done.
他宣布，收回之前说的不投资泡泡玛特的说法。
He announced that he was retracting his previous statement about not investing in Starbucks.
并且正式通过卖出看跌期权的方式建仓。
And the strategy is to build a position by selling put options.
从看不懂到王宁的粉丝。
From not understanding to being a Wang Ning fan.
这个转变只用了一个财报季。
This change only used one accounting entry.
有意思吧？
Interesting, right?
二
Two
陈轩对泡泡玛特的判断。
Chen Chuan's judgment on bubble tea.
段永平看到了壁垒。
Duan Yangping saw the wall.
看到了用户心智。
Understood the user's mindset.
看到了王宁团队。
I saw Wang Ning's team.
但作为一个在营销战场上摸爬滚打了20年的老兵。
But as a veteran who has been fighting in the marketing battlefield for 20 years.
我认为真正驱动泡泡玛特的是三把刀。
I think the real driving force behind the bubble mate is the three-pronged approach.
我用一句话来定义泡泡玛特的商业模式。
I define the bubble tea business model in one sentence.
泡泡玛特等于 20%。
Bubble tea equals 20%.
迪士尼 IP 模式加 35%。
Disney IP model plus 35%.
盲盒模式加 45%。
At 45% blind box mode.
茅台模式。先说那 10% 的迪士尼 IP 模式。泡泡玛特是什么？
Let's start with the 10% Disney IP model. What is the Bubble Mart model?
说白了，就是个卖 IP 玩具的公司。
In short, it's a company that sells IP toys.
但如果你觉得这 10% 是泡泡玛特成功的关键，
But if you think that 10% is the key to the success of Pugs,
那你就 too young 了。
Then you're bald.
不信，你去找个投资人，说我要做个中国版的泡泡玛特。
I don't believe you. Go find an investor and tell them I want to create a Chinese version of Pogo Pets.
你看他打不打你 ？IP 玩具这条路。
Do you think he's going to take the IP toy route?
多少人趟过？奥飞动漫。
How many people have passed through the Oath anime?
做了几十年。
I've been doing for several decades.
做出来了吗？
Have you finished it?
国内多少玩具厂商想做 IP 授权？
How many domestic toy manufacturers want to do IP licensing?
有几个成功的？迪士尼 IP 模式是行业属性。
Several successful Disney IP models are industry standard.
不是成功关键。
Not the key to success.
真正让泡泡玛特跑通的是另外那 80%， 那 35% 的盲盒模式才是精髓。
What really makes bubble tea popular is the other 80% or 35% blind box model, which is the essence.
我跟你说句不好听的，泡泡玛特不愿提盲盒。
I'm telling you, the bubble tea enthusiasts don't want to talk about blind boxes.
因为它才是真正的破局。
Because it is the real breakthrough.
核心。
Four.
没有实战经验的专家。
Experts without practical experience.
永远点不破这层窗户纸。盲盒在泡泡玛特营收中的占比超过了 80%.
A blind box of this never broken window paper can be found in the Bubble Mart camp with a percentage of over 80%.
不是 80% 的 SKU。
Not 80% of the SKUs.
是 80% 的营收来源。
It accounts for 80% of the revenue.
为什么？
Why?
因为盲盒就是泡泡玛特的命根子。
Because blind boxes are the lifeline of Pocky.
你想想，一个79块钱的盲盒，里面可能是100块钱的玩具。
Think about a blind box that costs 79 yuan and it contains a toy worth 100 yuan.
也可能是一个隐藏款。
It could also be a hidden gem.
据网友统计。
According to a survey by netizens.
那种概率低到144分之一的存在。144分之一是什么概念？
What does the probability of 1 in 144,000 mean?
需要买12个整盒才能抽中隐藏款。12个整盒按79。
You need to buy 12 boxes to get a hidden prize. 12 boxes cost 79.
一个算是948块钱。
Approximately 948 yuan.
948块。
948.
换一个可能的隐藏款。
Here's another possible hidden gem.
但隐藏款在二手市场上能卖多少钱？
How much can hidden items sell for in the second-hand market?
有的能炒到原价的几十倍、上百倍。盲盒的本质是什么？
What is the essence of blind boxes that can be sold at dozens or even hundreds of times the original price?
是不确定、期待感、惊喜感形成的情绪刺激。开盲盒那一瞬间。
The uncertainty and anticipation of the surprise, the emotional stimulation of opening the blind box.
大脑分泌大量多巴胺，盲盒是合法的。
The brain releases a large amount of dopamine. Blind boxes are legal.
但当你真正要入坑
，But when you really want to get started,
可不是79元能搞定的。
It's not something you can get for 79 yuan.
没个上万块玩不起。
You can't afford to play with more than 10,000.
最狠的是茅台模式。
The most ruthless is the Maotai model.
这才是泡泡玛特营销策划的杀手锏。
This is the killer of POG marketing.
泡泡玛特卖的根本不是玩具。
The fundamental thing being sold by POGs is not toys.
他卖的是一夜暴富的欲望。
He sells the desire for overnight success.
你听过猫里冰雪石像款吗？
Have you heard of the cat ice and snow stone statue?
原价59块。
Original price of $59.
在二手市场上最高炒到2万块。
It was sold for up to 20,000 yuan in the second-hand market.
溢价超过300倍。
Over 300 times the price.
一个玩具溢价300倍。
A toy is priced 300 times higher.
你知道茅台为什么能卖那么贵吗？
Why can Maotai sell so expensive?
因为它不只是酒。
Because it's not just wine.
它是社交货币。
It is a social currency.
是身份象征。
It's a symbol of identity.
是可以升值的。
It can be appreciated.
理财产品。
Financial products.
泡泡玛特学茅台学的贼精，限量。
Bubble Mart's expert in Maotai.
每个系列只生产这么多。
Each series only produces this amount.
卖完就没。联名和知名 IP、知名艺术家合作，制造稀缺感。
Once sold out, no more collaborations with famous IPs or artists to create scarcity.
隐藏款、特定款式概率极低。
The probability of finding a specific model in a hidden compartment is very low.
不是想买就能买。
It's not as simple as just buying it.
收藏价值，强调绝版、限定。
Emphasize the collectible value, limited edition.
让你觉得这玩意儿以后能升值。这些东西凑在一起。
This makes me think that these things will appreciate in value in the future.
就形成了情绪价值和金融回报的双重刺激。
This created a double stimulus of emotional value and financial returns.
然后呢？
Then?
然后激活二级市场。
Then activate the secondary market.
三级市场。
Third market.
形成社交链路。
Establish social connections.
分享裂变，圈层文化相互传染。
Share the culture of spreading to multiple layers.
最后呢？最后，泡泡玛特成为年轻人令人费解的资产配置和生活娱乐方式。
Finally, Pogo became a puzzling asset and lifestyle for young people.
你跟一个不懂的人说。
You said something to someone who didn't understand.
我花8000块买了个拉布布。
I spent 8,000 yuan on a lab.
他会觉得你疯了。
He will think you are crazy.
但你跟懂的人说。
But tell the people who understand.
他会说哪一款？戳到隐藏了吗？
Which area was damaged?
这就是圈层的威力。
This is the power of the circle.
三，段永平到底看到了什么？
What did the three of them and Yanbing see?
好。
Okay.
说完。
After that.
陈轩对泡泡玛特的个人观点。
陈 Xuan's personal opinion on bubble tea.
再看段永平的判断。
Looking back at Duan Yanbing's judgment.
他看到了什么？
What did he see?
第一。
First.
用户心智。说白了。
User's mindset explained simply.
就是这个牌子在消费者脑子里占没占位置。
Does this brand have a position in the consumer's mind?
泡泡玛特的会员复购率是 55.7%。
The repurchase rate of Bubble Tea's members is 55.7%.
会员贡献了 93.7% 的销售额。
Members contributed 93.7% of the sales.
这意味着什么？
What does this mean?
意味着他的用户不是来凑热闹的。
This means his users are not just here to socialize.
是真金白银反复掏钱的铁粉。
He is a true fan who repeatedly spends real money.
但我要告诉你更深一层。
But I want to tell you more.
这些铁粉为什么这么忠诚？
Why are these fans so loyal?
不是忠诚于 IP。
Not loyal to IP.
是忠诚于那个可能发财的机会。
Be loyal to the opportunity that may bring wealth.
盲盒的隐藏款是随机的。
The hidden items in blind boxes are random.
但二手市场的价格是确定的。
However, the prices in the second-hand market are fixed.
你花79块,可能开到59块的普通款。
You might be able to get a regular version for 59 yuan with 79 yuan.
也可能开到价值几百块的隐藏款。
It may also be possible to get hidden models worth hundreds of dollars.
这种不确定性让人欲罢不能。
This uncertainty is unbearable.
就像赌场里的老虎机。
Like slot machines in a casino.
明明知道大概率会输。
Even though I knew that I was likely to lose.
还是忍不住一次又一次的投币。
I can't help but donate again and again.
第二。
Second.
艺术家签约壁垒。泡泡玛特签的不是普通的设计师。
The artist signed a contract with Bubble Mart, but not with a regular designer.
而是有独特艺术风格的 IP 创作者。
Instead, there are unique IP creators with distinctive artistic styles.
这些人和公司是深度绑定的，竞品。
These people and companies are deeply intertwined competitors.
想挖都挖不走。
I tried to dig, but I couldn't.
为什么？
Why?
因为这些艺术家的作品和泡泡玛特是共同成长的。
Because these artists and Bubble Mart grew up together.
拉布布从2015年诞生到现在十年了。
Since Labubu was founded in 2015, it has been 10 years.
艺术家龙家生和泡泡玛特的关系。
The relationship between artist Long Jiersheng and Bubble Mart.
早就不是简单的授权关系。
It's no longer a simple authorization relationship.
而是一起长大的战友。
But they were comrades who grew up together.
这种羁绊不是砸钱能解决的。
This kind of bond cannot be solved with money.
第三。
Third.
全球门店。截至2025年底。
As of the end of 2025, the company has 1,000 stores worldwide.
泡泡玛特在全球20个国家运营630家门店。
Bubble Tea is operated in 650 stores in 20 countries around the world.
全年净增109家。
109 new companies were established throughout the year.
伦敦 Westfield 店只有60平米。
The shop in Westfield, London, is only 60 square meters.
但段永平蹲点看完。
But Duan Yongping watched it and finished.
发现，进店的绝大部分是本地成年人。
Most of the customers who come in are local adults.
华人占比只有 10% 左右。
The proportion of Chinese people is only about 10%.
这个细节说明什么？
What does this detail indicate?
说明泡泡玛特不是靠海外华人撑起来的。
It is explained that pubs are not supported by overseas Chinese.
是真的打入了本地市场。
It's really targeting the local market.
但我更关心的是，海外用户能理解盲盒文化吗？
However, I am more concerned about whether overseas users can understand the blind box culture.
老外对出卡，盲盒这套玩法接受度怎么样？
How well are foreigners accepting this blind box opening game?
这是个问题。
This is a question.
第四。
Fourth.
王宁和他的团队。段永平说我是王宁的粉丝。
Wang Ning and his team said that I am a fan of Wang Ning.
这话不是随便说的。
This is not just a matter of words.
王宁这个人很有意思。
Wang Ning is a very interesting person.
1987年出生。
Born in 1987.
2010年创立泡泡玛特。
Founded in 2010, Bubblemate.
中间经历过资金链断裂。
Experienced a financial crisis.
被投资人质疑。
Questioned by investors.
差点把公司卖掉。
Almost sold the company.
但他愣是一步步把公司做成了中国潮玩。
However, he gradually transformed the company into a Chinese toy company.
第一股。
First stock.
更重要的是。
More importantly,
他有一种难得的本分。
He has a rare sense of integrity.
什么叫本分？
What is doing one's best?
就是该赚的钱。
That's the money to be made.
赚，不该赚的绝对不碰。
Don't touch what you shouldn't earn.
2026年。
2026.
王宁给出的业绩指引是努力做到不低于 20% 的增长。
Wang Ning's performance guidance is to strive for a growth rate of at least 20%.
比市场预期保守很多。
Much more conservative than expected.
他说不会追求特别激进的增收。
He said he would not pursue particularly aggressive growth.
不增利是成长。
Non-profit growth.
这话从别的老板嘴里说出来。
This is what I heard from another boss.
我可能不信。
I may not believe it.
但从王宁嘴里说出来。
But when spoken from Wang Ning's mouth,
我选择信。
I choose to believe.
因为他的历史已经证明。
Because his history has proven.
他不是那种为了数字牺牲质量的人。
He is not the kind of person who sacrifices quality for the sake of numbers.
四。
Four.
高光之下的阴影。
Shadows under the spotlight.
一个老营销人的疑惑。
A question from an old marketer.
夸完了，该泼点冷水了。
Now it's time to cool things down.
作为一个在营销行业干了20年的老兵。
As a veteran in the marketing industry for 20 years,
我得说说我在泡泡玛特身上看到的几个问题。
I want to talk about some of the issues I see with bubble tea.
这些问题，张永平可能看到了。
These paragraphs may have been seen by Yan Bing,
但没明说。
But not explicitly stated.
也可能他觉得不是问题。
Maybe he doesn't think it's a problem.
所以陈轩再次声明下。
Therefore, Chen Xuan reiterated.
此文章不是拉踩。
This article is not about picking vegetables.
陈轩之前有好几篇关于泡泡玛特的十万加的文章和视频被投诉被删掉了。
Chen Xuan had previously published several articles and videos about the bubble tea franchise.Which were reported and deleted.
其实对我而言
In fact, for me,
无所谓，营销策划的核心工具就是 brainstorming 嘛。
The core tool for no-nonsense marketing planning is brainstorming, isn't it?
相互探讨
Discuss.
追求真理。流量是个 DR, 十万加是个 DR。对陈轩而言
Pursuing truth traffic is a low R, and having 10,000 plus is a low R for Chen Xuan.
无所谓的。对泡泡玛特和王宁而言
For the sake of the bubble tea and Wang Ning,
兼听则明
Listen to both sides.
偏听则废
If you don't listen, you'll fail.
况且陈轩也没收你咨询费。
Besides, Chen Xuan didn't charge you for consulting.
现在这个年轻的
Now he is young.
但成功的团队是有这样的胸怀的。
But successful teams have such a vision.
第一个问题 IP 依赖症 莱博布一个 IP, 2025年营收 141.6 亿。
The first question is that IP addiction has a revenue of $141.6 billion in 2025.
占公司总营收的 38.1%。
Accounts for 38.1% of the company's total revenue.
什么概念？
What's the concept?
每卖出100块钱的东西。
For every 100 yuan of goods sold,
有38块是拉布布贡献的。
38 of them were contributed by Labubu.
如果拉布布凉了
If the rabbit is cold,
泡泡玛特三分之一的天就塌了。
The bubblegum market has collapsed by one third.
我知道王宁说了。
I know that Wang Ning said,
即使去掉拉布布的所有业绩泡泡
Even if all of Labubu's achievements are removed,
马特依然获得了快速成长。
Matt continued to make rapid progress.
这话没错。
That's right.
其他 IP 也在增长。
Other IPs are also increasing.
但问题是，去掉拉布布之后
，But the problem is after removing the label.
其他 IP 的增长能弥补这个窟窿吗
？Can other IPs make up for this gap?
很难。
It's hard.
你看 Molly 曾经泡泡玛特的门面。
I saw the McDonald's facade in the cat.
2025年收入 28.97 亿元。
2025 revenue will be 28.97 billion yuan.
同比增长只有 38.4%。
The growth rate is only 38.4%.
四，远远跑输公司整体的 184.7%。
Far behind the overall company, accounting for 184.7%.
七 ，Crybaby Hirono 的增速也没跑赢大盘。
Crybaby Hero's growth rate didn't outperform the overall market.
说白了，其他 IP 是在增长。
In simple terms, other IPs are growing.
但增速远远跟不上。
But the growth rate is far behind.
拉布布，拉布布的光芒太耀眼。
The light of the rabbit is too dazzling.
反而趁着其他 IP 暗淡了。
Instead, it took advantage of the fading of other IPs.